Blog Talk Radio.
To the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. I know there are people listening through Facebook and my Twitter, and I appreciate you guys as well. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Right now, let's see the weather. Right now is 62 degrees in the ATL. That was our high today. It's still at our high. And had rain most of the day, but now the rain has subsided. But it's looking like it's coming back about midnight or 1 in the morning. 30-40% chance right in there, so maybe not. And then on Thursday, you're looking at a high of 71, low 42, and looks like the rain's going to start about 10, 11, 12, 12 tomorrow. 10 in the morning, 10 to 12 in the morning is the good chance of rain, and then at 1, it's going to be 90%, so. It's going to rain all the way through until 6 p.m., tomorrow. So tomorrow, you guys need to have your rain gear with you. If you're going to be out and about, take your rain gear, your umbrella, your jacket, your boots, whatever you wear for the rain. It's going to rain tomorrow. All right. It may not be raining for your commute in the morning to work, but, not long after that, it's going to start, and it's going to be raining when you get off work tomorrow. Friday, sunshine, 61. Saturday, sunshine, 62. Sunday, sunshine, 65. Looks like after tomorrow, there'll be no more rain in the forecast until next Tuesday. All right. So that's your weather for today and tomorrow. Let's thank our sponsor. Our sponsor of the show, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. The call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. That number, again, is 516-531-9483. Now, see, there are more people joining the show right now, so thank you guys for being here today. Now, today's word of the day is, I don't know how to pronounce this. Let's see if I can do it here.
Exegesis.
Sometimes they give me a little speaker next to it that I can click on, and that will give me the pronunciation of this word.
Exegesis.
So it is exegesis. Exegesis. Exegesis is a noun, and it means an explanation or critical interpretation of a text. Huh. Exegesis means an explanation or critical interpretation of a text. Exegesis. Exegesis, E-X-E-G-E-S-I-S, an explanation or critical interpretation of a text. Wow. Okay. So learn something new every day, right? And that works out for us all. Now, I have a great show for you guys today. So sit back, relax, enjoy this ride. And if you'd like to make a comment or have an opinion about today's show, you can call into the show and just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show to give your expert opinion or comments, right? Let's get it on. The title of today's show is, Should We Arm Our Teachers with Firearms Around Our Kids? Okay, should we arm with firearms around our kids? And what I wanted to talk about is the potential of putting guns in the hands of school teachers. And I know that, this great president of ours is the one who came up with this. And for me personally, I believe it's the most unthinkable idea that could pop in his brain. The most unthinkable idea that could pop into his brain. What I mean by that is that, you already have, and I just heard of a story where there was a brother that killed his little, well, she didn't die, but he shot his little sister at their house, and she's in critical condition now, but he shot his little sister at their house. And, you always say, where did he get a gun? Well, it was his parents' gun. Okay. And, excuse me, obviously he found it, or he knew where it was and just went and got it and started playing with it. Okay? And that's, you know, that's something right there that really, really, guys, if you are a gun owner, I'm a gun owner, but I have my guns and rifles in a case, in a locked case, okay? A locked case. And, you know, you can't get to them unless you break the glass or, you know, if I give you the key. So, you know, if you do have guns at the house, and see, someone asked me to talk about this topic today, and they also asked me, what was my stand on guns? I believe that, you know, we have a right to protect ourselves when we're at home. Okay? You had a right to protect yourself. You had a right to protect yourself anywhere. But as far as a gun is concerned, I think that everyone, not everyone, but most people need to have a gun at home, because you have people every day. There's someone breaking in someone's house right now. And if someone broke into your house and you're there, then, you know, the first thing that would, maybe not the first thing, but close to the first thing that'll pop in your head is, man, where's my gun? Okay? And you get to your gun, and then you feel like you know you have a chance. You see? And because of that, you're in your own home that you pay for every month, that you take care of, you maintain, you buy good stuff to put inside of it, and someone's coming in to take that stuff or to harm you or to harm your family, your kids. That's where I draw the line as far as guns go. That's why I got a gun. That's what I'm going to have a gun for, is to protect my family here at home. Now, I don't really like the idea of putting guns in the hands of teachers, because, number one, most teachers aren't going to do it. Okay? I think a lot of teachers will say, I don't own a gun now. I'm not going to carry a gun around my students. You know, I'm afraid of guns. I don't want to go to a gun range and shoot a gun. I don't want to do that. I despise guns. A lot of people despise guns. Okay? A lot of people, just don't want to be a part of that, having a gun, carrying a gun. And then you got kids that are in class with these teachers who are packing, have guns or whatever. Now, you know, what if the teacher's negligent and leave a gun in a desk drawer, and a kid ramble through the desk drawer and find the gun? And the next thing you know, there's a big problem right there. That's a problem. And then you got maybe a teacher who's really upset with a kid. And even I saw a live video on Facebook where this young high school student was fighting a teacher because the teacher took his cell phone. And he was trying to get his cell phone from the teacher. Teacher wouldn't give it to him. And he ended up, you know, wrestling with the teacher and grabbed him from behind and picked him up and slammed him to the floor. That's mind-blowing to me. Because I grew up in a different generation where, you know, those things didn't happen in school. Okay? It may have happened in school, but that was a far, 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 far between. Right? That just doesn't happen. That just doesn't happen. All right, the call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. Now, I have a caller up on the show, area code 919, first three digits of 637. Hey, caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where you calling from?
What's going on, Frank? This is Justin from Kanye.
J.D., what's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, you got it. You got it.
Hey, I was calling. I totally disagree with the idea of putting the guns in teachers' hands. Cause like you say, you just never know. Teachers go through stuff just like somebody who decided to shoot up the school that they do. You know, you don't know what's going on at home, and they got the gun at school, get into it with a student, or they just feel like snapping that day. You never know. I mean, it's just not a good idea at all. Or they, like you say, they leave it around, and the student knows it's there. They want to go pick it up and do what they're going to do with it. I don't think it's a good idea.
Right. I don't think it's a good idea either, because once you start that, Then the students are gonna come to school and they gonna know that these teachers have guns around, and if they get a hold of those guns or one of the guns or something like that, I don't understand that thinking. Why would Trump say that when you got all these teachers coming to school with guns? What are they gonna do to keep them away from the students?
Exactly.
Are they gonna lock them away? All lock them away in this, in the cabinet in the principal's office. But if you do that, then you somebody come into school and shoot, you don't have time to get back to the guns.
Oh, that's just like today. I don't know if you saw the news today. I think it was Duluth where the teacher, they don't know what was going on with the teacher, but he locked himself in the classroom and fired. I guess he had a gun on him and fired outside the window. And they thought they had a shooter in there. He didn't kill anybody or himself, but he wound up being arrested. But he locked himself in the classroom for whatever reason. It was tripping,
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you just like I say, these teachers going through things emotionally, too, that they'll come to school and they might decide to do something crazy, whether they can do that any day if they want to. But if the gun is there, it can happen in the middle of a class.
Right. It's just too much stuff. It's just too many variables to this that can go wrong by putting, I think Trump is, he think of something and then put it out there just like that. He doesn't kind of reason through it before he put it out there. He thinks
right
about it, put it out there, and just he just say anything. It's an idea. It's just an idea to put a gun in a teacher's hand. But I can't put guns in all the teachers' hands. That's just not sensible at all.
Right.
Right. So your family doing all right, buddy?
Yeah, everybody doing good, man.
Good, man. Good, man. Good. Well, I appreciate your call, man. Keep listening to the show.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care, JD.
You too.
All right. So again, I mean, the call is exactly right. And I think that anybody that called into the show probably be saying the same thing. That you can't put guns in the hands of the teachers. It just doesn't make sense. And the big problem is, and it's systemic, which means it's systematic. The problem is what's going on with the parents at home. These parents aren't into their kids' lives. The kids, I had an incident out in front of my house not long ago where these high school kids are out in my cul-de-sac, in my subdivision, and, acting a fool at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. On a Saturday. And I'm like, where the hell are they parents? How do these 16, 15-year-old kids out at 2 o'clock in the morning or 1:30 in the morning, you know, what's going on with the parents? How do you let your 15-year-old, your 16-year-old, 2 o'clock in the morning? Okay, these girls were spending the night with some other girls, and because they were spending the night with some other girls, they didn't know that their daughter was out at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, what about the other girls the other girl that they spent the night with? What about her parents? What about her parents? And I mean, we had to call the police. And my neighbor called the police. But when you think about it, how do these kids aren't getting home training? They aren't getting disciplined at home. Nothing's going on at their house. And they're on social media, and they're saying everything to everybody, and then everybody getting pissed off about it. And next thing you know, they're meeting up somewhere trying to fight and shoot at each other. And you know, part of this whole thing is social media. I know social media was created to kind of connect people and be able to get together, you know, online and talk and have friends and this and that. But, you know, it's at a different level now. This Instagram and Snapchat and all these things are not good for kids. They're not good for kids. And, you know, and like I say, the problem is these kids aren't being raised at home. And then they're at home and they in their room with the doors closed and locked, and the parents doesn't know what the hell's going on inside in their room. And that's a problem. You know? And I remember growing up and I'd go in my bedroom and lock the door. Boy, that was a bad idea. And my mom came and twisted that doorknob and it was locked. That was a problem. Okay? That was a problem. So, I think the problem starts from home in that high chair. You got to teach your kids and you got to discipline your kids from that point all the way till they walk out that door and say, I'm going to live by myself. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm independent. Okay. Bye-bye. Now you can go and do whatever the hell you want to do at your place. You're paying the rent there. You can go do whatever you want to do at your place. But while you're here at my place, you're gonna follow these rules and you're gonna do what I say because I pay the bills right here. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and give me your opinion. I have a caller from the 678 area code. They just hung up. Well, no, they didn't. Here they are. From the 678 area code, the first three digits are 698. Hey, caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
It is Smokey from Jonesboro, babe.
Smokey!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had tuned in a little late on the show, but I heard, you know, some of the things you were saying. And one of the main reasons why the kids are able to go in their rooms and lock the doors and do whatever is because they're out of the parents' hair, and that's all they want. As long as they're not bothering them, then you know they cool with it.
They cool with it. That's a good observation too, brother.
And you know more. But of course, we've been talking about this for a long time now about how kids are not being raised, and now we're seeing the results you know, in some fashion, like 10 years ago, and now they were 17, 18, 19, and now you see what a lot of them are doing. Of course, it's mainly in the white community, you know, in the black community. I mean, you know, there's some things going on with us, but we mostly just fight in school or whatever, but these kids are just losing their mind. They're not being monitored in any way. So that's how they able to have guns and weapons and this and that in the house, because the parents ain't even monitoring them. My parents went through my room, and I went through my kids' room, you know, to make sure what was going on. And you couldn't have the door closed. That's a no-no, period.
That's a no-no, bro.
What the hell are you doing with the door closed for? Did you need
right.
your door closed?
Right. And so I think that's the biggest part of everything that's going on today, is just the kids aren't being disciplined, they aren't being raised, and all this. I mean, I heard about a young girl that left her baby at her apartment for a couple of days. And the neighbors had to call the police because they heard the baby crying. And then when they caught up with her, she said she didn't have time for the baby.
It's crazy.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Why you have a baby? And then if you have a baby, why didn't you get a baby up if you don't have time for the baby?
Is all you had to do is find a place you could have took the baby, dropped the baby off, and took off with me if you didn't want to talk to nobody. You know, it's the other way, but just leave it there to die. That's really what she did.
Yeah, that's really what she did. I hope they lock up for 20 years.
More than that.
That's a sad story right there, man. Sad story.
But see, this is the mindset, man. This is not just coming just from the times and it being wild. You know, everything goes. It started out as a little this go and a little that go. Then next thing you know, more and more and more is like presumed to be okay by these kids and stuff. But, man, it's a lot of this prescription medication that's tearing a whole lot of folks up as well, that they just don't want to, where they are dressing it down, you know, because a lot of white people, you know, are taking it, and those are the ones who are going crazy as hell.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to do a show too on the prescription drugs, because that's a whole nother big outlet right there, the prescription drugs and these kids and getting hooked on these prescription drugs. And, you know, that's exactly why they don't want to legalize marijuana in all the states, because they know that if that happens, that's going to kill off a lot of these pharmaceutical companies making these drugs.
Yeah, definitely. Man, I'm talking about big time. It'll be billions of dollars gone, man. And that's what it's all about, the money, man. There's a whole lot of cuties out here.
That's it, man. That's it. But hey, Smokey, I appreciate you calling, man. Keep listening to the show.
You know what?
Appreciate it, bro. Take care. So again, that's exactly what we were talking about. I mean, that's a big problem. That's a huge problem. And everyone out there who's listening to my show right now, if you have young kids, man, stay with them, stay in their lives, continue to discipline them the way that you know how, or the way that you were disciplined when you were growing up. And I think that if you do that, if you stay in your kids' life and continue to discipline them and help them do the right thing, I think you'll have a great kid. you have a great son or daughter that no one to be afraid of. They got a great attitude. They got a great outlook on life. Those are things that you want from your kids. You don't want to be sitting at home at night, laying in bed, sleeping, the phone ring, and it's the sheriff's office saying they got your kid down at the juvenile detention center because they were doing such and such and such and such. But there's kids out there on the streets, man, at wee hours of the morning that just aren't that are just up to no good. And that's a big problem. Okay? So, you know, and these young ladies out here and young men that I'm talking to, you know, none of you guys want kids. The young ladies don't want kids. These young men, they don't want kids. But they want to jump in the bed together. And they jump in the bed together, and they do not demand that the young man have protection. You know, you got to demand that he have protection. If he don't, hey, tell him, ain't that happening here tonight, brother. Yeah, you can jump up and run down to the corner store and come back with what you need, and we can have fun, but other than that, nah, it ain't happening. And that's the way things happen. You know, you think that we good. It's not going to happen this time. There is no way that you can predict that. There's no way you can predict that. And it, you know, it doesn't take this time, it isn't like an accumulation to have a baby. It happens that one time. It might not happen the first time, might not happen the second time. It might not happen the 15th time. But that 16th time, you're gonna be in trouble. So you know, if you got young girls and young men in your household, talk to them about safe sex. Protected sex. They're gonna do it. Okay? They're gonna have fun. Are they gonna wanna have fun? But you know when that fun stops? When you find out that you gonna be having a baby. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. 516-531-9483. You guys can call in, press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And the you know, I could go on and on and on and on and on about this. Okay? Because this is really dear to my heart because I have girls. Okay? Not saying that you know, if you have boys, you in the clear because you're not. But these young men, they don't want kids. And a lot of them act like they don't know where kids come from. So teach your kids and teach your kids right. Because if you teach your kids right, when they're out in the streets without you, which is going to be a lot, you're not going to be able to be around every 24/7 of their lives. But if you teach them the right way, when they're out there on their own and a situation comes about, all they know is the right way. They don't know the other way because they haven't been taught the other way. They haven't been taught the wrong way. They've been taught the right way. So if they're out there and they got to make a decision, they're going to make the right decision because you taught them the right way. Y'all with me on that? Can you grab a hold of that? That's exactly what you have to do with your kids. Teach them the right way. You may not have done it the right way when you were coming up, but you know now the right way. The right way to do things. People gonna we're human. We're gonna make mistakes. Okay? But we can try to minimize those mistakes by teaching our kids what we know. For them to not make the mistakes that we made. I made mistakes. I still make mistakes. It's not going to stop. But how do you handle those mistakes? It was makes you that person. Is how you handle those mistakes. So, thinking about these teachers and having guns in the schools. Instead of having teachers with guns in schools, why don't we equip the schools with a police officer or what do they call them, resource officers? But you know, in that shooting in Florida, they say the resource officer, after the shooting was over, they found him standing behind the garbage can. He just worried about getting shot. I'd be worried about that too, but at the same time, your job is to protect those students, protect that school. And if you're not going to protect that school, you shouldn't be in that job. But that's what we should do. We should equip these schools with resource officers or off-duty police officers or what have you that are toting guns and that will respond in that type of situation. And I can't, you can't physically pat down every student that comes into school every day. But you need some metal detectors or something that in these, entrances into these schools. Back a year or so ago, they had a shooting out in DeKalb County, I believe, at one of the elementary schools or something, and they had metal detectors there. It was a middle school. They had metal detectors there. So how did the shooter get into the school? The shooter got into the school because the metal detectors weren't on. They turn them on in the morning when the kids come into school, and then they turn them off. Man, that's a problem. So let's put metal detectors in these schools. Let's put resource officers in these schools. Not just one. You need maybe two or three according to how big the schools are. And hopefully these politicians will pull their heads out the sand and start figuring this stuff out. It's National Rifle Association. These fools are losing their minds now. Because people are backing away from them, pulling out as sponsors for them, and they're losing their minds. You know, the right to bear arms is a national one of the articles or something from way back. The right to bear arms. And I think you should have the right to bear arms. But some people want to go into these schools and harm these kids. And that's not good. Because you harm my kid, I'm going to harm you. Like the guy was talking about in the courtroom, talking about the guy at Michigan State who was sexually assaulting all these young women in gymnastics and stuff. He said, he asked the judge, he said, hey, judge, I got He was the daddy of one of the girls. He said, I gotta ask you this. And he stood up in court and asked the judge, can y'all give me like 5 minutes in a locked room with this guy? All I need is 5 minutes, judge. You know, I probably don't need five, but just give me 5 minutes with this guy in a room. Just lock us in a room together for 5 minutes. I mean, that's how I feel. Man, you harm my kid, you know, it's going to be a problem. I mean, I get you in that room, I'm going to bite you, scratch you, stab you with a fork. I do everything I can to tell you apart because you harm my kid. And my kid will never, ever forget what you did to them. And the judge said she couldn't do that. That dude jumped over that little rail right there and went after him. The sheriffs and everybody had to catch him and hold him back. He's gonna tear that man's head off. And you can't blame him. You can't blame him. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have for today. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Thank you, callers, for calling in, giving us your expert opinions and comments on today's subject. I really, really do appreciate you guys. Hey, take care of yourselves. Join me tomorrow. I have another great show for you tomorrow. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you guys tomorrow, 6:30. See you.
This is how we do it. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party. Lowercase g, but now I'm a big g. The girls.